The illusion of separation hides the fact that we are one. It is an illusion that we are individuals. In our human reality, which is based on five senses, we appear to be individuals. But in the greater reality, unlimited by our five human senses, we are all one in spirit. That is hard to grasp when we are experiencing the human condition, because we look around and see all these other humans and other forms of life that appear separate. But the illusion is required for us to experience life as we do, for it to have the weight and meaning that it does for us. The illusion of being separate and individual begins at the time of our birth and continues forward throughout our experience until we physically perish. After we are born, we are given a name and we develop memories containing our free will choices throughout life. That experience creates a logical argument that we are all individual beings separated by space and wills. Logic says, I am not you. You and I have different names and experiences. Logically, how can we be one when we appear as many? We are born with amnesia, so that we do not know or fully understand that we are all part of one. The illusion of separateness is necessary to give each of us free will. If we did not have free will, our experience of life would not be the same. Free will, in other words, our illusion of separateness, allows us choice, and that in turn creates the mystery, the unknown, and the potential of life, making the quality of everything that we experience more meaningful. We need the illusion of separateness from each other in order to experience life here as we do, for the one to interact with itself. The greater reality is that we are all really just playing with ourselves. It may be bizarre to recognize this at first, but while we are in our human condition, the thought of letting go of our identity or ego is the last thing our self wants to do. Think about this. We have no problem with make-believe when we entertain ourselves. We are willing to watch movies to believe them as if they were true and not think about the fact that we are just watching actors following scripts. To constantly remember that we are watching actors would spoil the movie. Also, do you want to see or hear the movie's ending before you watch it? No, the movie will not be as good when you already know what's going to happen. We like the mystery, the unknown, and the challenge. Under the spell of our human amnesia, faith is required. We need more clarity about the truth that we are ultimately one to help us awaken and evolve as humans. But some parts of the truth will always remain a mystery beyond our understanding to keep the epic movie of life on Earth entertaining and to keep free will and choice alive. God has remained hidden and elusive from itself in order to experience life and creation here as humans with individual free will. We are not meant to know and understand everything. There will always be mystery, which makes life more interesting. For example, how did something start from nothing in the beginning? Or which came first, the chicken or the egg? Somehow, life starts in some form, in the tiniest speck. Then that speck expands and grows, becoming whatever it wants. But what does it want? Look around. It's what you see. It's us. It's my cat. It's global coral spawning as a synchronized event during a specific moon cycle that occurs at the exact same time once every year. God, the great spirit of one, has different shapes, dimensions, illusions, and expressions. Our experience here as human beings is brief. Our ego's experience of the five senses is currently one of billions. The human shell comes and goes, and that's okay. But our spirit is and always will be forever part of an eternal whole. I was grateful to be reminded of this truth when it was revealed to me. The illusion of separation, according to our senses and logic, constantly challenges and disputes the hidden truth that we need to understand in order to evolve as humans. Yes, this life is a challenge and is meant to be. We do like challenges, don't we? Human beings have free will and choice under the illusion that we are separate individuals here on Earth. Our eternal spirit guides us through our heart if we allow it, but that guidance is up against stronger influences, namely our powerful, selfish survival instincts. Our true identity is hidden from us while we have this human experience. Our evolution requires becoming more aware of what we truly are, or at least to develop more faith in the truth, which encourages us to become less selfish, despite our challenges and ignorance. There will always be another story to play out, with new characters and a new ending, always, forever, in more ways than you and I can imagine with our limited awareness. That is good news, not sad or scary news. This experience is an evolution of the combined choices of a whole that appears to be composed of separate parts. The spirit of one appears to be separated into different parts for different periods of time here on Earth. All forms of life are animated from this spirit. Deep down we know this, but it is our challenge to develop experiences that increase clarity about this truth and then maintain it. God chooses to hide from itself to create unique experiences such as us. All life, although appearing separate, is a continuous, ongoing creation of what really is one singular event and experience.